T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is The Drive on KFH.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two of The Drive on KFH Radio. We talked with Clint Black and Derby football coach Brandon Clark in hour number one. Coming up a little later in the show today, Terrell Benton, former Wichita State basketball standout, and Mike Jones, a part of the 1989 Shocker College World Series championship team. Dr. Brent Rockley is with us, Wesley Emergency Room Physician. It's been a couple weeks since we spoke. Dr. Rockley, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
What's up, Brent? How are you?
Happy to have you on. And you are confirmed for the World Series of Faceoff Legends Tournament.
Yeah, sounds great. I was happy to get that invitation today. Hopefully I can live up to some expectations. We'll see.
Well, it's going to be fun. I mean, we got a lot of people who have won a lot of matches in the World Series of Faceoff, so it's going to be pretty good competition.
Yeah.
Thanks for your comment. Thanks for your comment on that.
Sorry. It's the phones, Bob. It's the phones.
There you go. So we wanted to check in. We want to make sure we don't forget about the pandemic, because it seems like, in some cases, the media has, with everything else that is going on, and certainly rightly so in some cases, but it's still out there. To what degree is it still out there?
So we actually, at Wesley, on Monday and Tuesday, I think this week, we actually had zero patients in the hospital with COVID-19. So that was great. We had, I think, one patient either admitted on Wednesday or Thursday. So we actually had a meeting amongst all of our emergency room physicians, and part of that was just to remind everybody that, yeah, it is still out there. We have to maintain some degree of surveillance. We have to practice, appropriate precautions and things like that, because now it's becoming tough, where you don't see this big cohort of respiratory patients come in. And so you've got to be pretty vigilant and try to, pick off the ones that you do think are suspicious. So, yeah, good news, bad news. But I think the good news is far, far and away winning at this point.
What do you think we've learned about this virus and COVID-19, the disease, in the 3 or so months since we kind of first heard about it? And what have you learned about it, being someone who has experienced it from a patient standpoint?
So this may be a bit of a Pollyannish answer, but I think what we've learned is that humanity can A, follow directions, and B, can protect themselves when it comes down to a situation that can be as dire as dealing with a pandemic. So I think that's encouraging. I think what we've done has been a great success. We definitely have flattened the curve, and I think at some point we've even been able to move the goalposts in terms of let's not be overwhelmed to let's try to prevent people from getting this at all. And I think that's probably benefited humanity at some point. Now, you look at the economy and what folks have been through from that standpoint, and there can be some argument there. But I think in the large part, what we've learned is that when we do wash our hands, when we do follow universal precautions, we can prevent a lot of things.
Dr. Brent Rockley, our guest from Wesley ER. The two-pronged question. Is it possible that warmer weather does quell this to some degree? And how confident are you that there will not be some kind of an uptick as the weather turns cooler?
I have no confidence that we're not going to see a surge in November and December. I think Wichita State has essentially canceled all in-person classes after Thanksgiving, and I think it's probably the right move. I do think that we have seen that with warmer weather and with the arrival of summer temperatures that this has become a much less contagious infection, especially when you look at everything that happened. I mean, we essentially are 2 weeks back as far as incubation period goes. And so 2 weeks ago was Memorial Weekend, right? And we saw all of the headlines about Lake of the Ozarks and all of the beaches, and we didn't see a big uptick after that. So I think that we've kind of proven that, yeah, summer temperatures, we're gonna see a decrease in that really.
So real quick, Brent, if and when we have a second wave, I assume is it fair to assume that the virus will have mutated at some point, either making it more or less serious? Not that you need to speculate on which one of those it'll be, but is it likely that it will be different in some way?
Oh, I think you'll see an antigenic shift. It's virus. I think it's gonna act like influenza, where every year we have to kind of just guess and hope and do the best that we can from a research standpoint to try to predict which antigen is going to present and how to protect ourselves from that in a vaccination form, providing we do get a vaccine. I think we will, but who knows as far as the efficacy of that vaccine goes.
Well, interesting stuff still. Still not quite sure what to make of it all, but we appreciate your insight and your knowledge
sure.
and you lending your expertise to our show. Thanks for doing
Bob,
that, Brent.
I think we're in a much better place than we were when I first started talking to you, so...
Absolutely. Well, that's good. Can an old man like me get out of the house now?
Yep. Get out of the house, Bob. Get some vitamin D in you.
Thank you, Dr. Rockley.
You bet. Take care.
All right. Brent Rockley weighing in on the coronavirus, and he's been generous with his time for the last 2.5 months to come on the show and talk about that. All right. 869-1240, if you'd like to get in and give us a shout.
By the way... I had some interaction today with Emily Stevens, and it wasn't the reason that I contacted her, but I said talk to you again on Tuesday, and I hope now that we're still doing that, right? Are we still talking
to
Emily?
Oh, absolutely. Emily's a staple of the show. We have even more reason to talk about her now because these times are so difficult in so many different ways that it's for sure we're going to talk to Emily Stevens on Tuesday.
Okay, good.
No, don't ever doubt that.
Just making sure.
869-1240. Let's go ahead, callers. We'd love to hear from you. That's why we're here. Right?
Part of the reason, sure.
Now, the Shockers baseball team, the first four wins have been aired on KFH all week. Tonight is the championship game. 6 o'clock, Wichita State and Texas. Greg Brummett on the hill for Wichita State. We look forward to that.
Yeah, from the 1989 World
Series.
Right,
and the call from Mike Kennedy. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, boys, I just wanted to say I appreciate being number one on your list of people in. I didn't know if that was like the preseason rankings like college football.
What seed do you think Dan Barber will be, Jeff, in the Legends tournament.
I could see him being a 5 or a 6 seed in something like this as not a former winner and not a guy who's had a long track record, but certainly, you know, has some capability. So you're not going to be at the bottom of the barrel by any stretch.
You were expecting better, weren't you?
I'm at least a 3 just from performance.
We've got at least 12 former winners.
Yeah, so you're not in that group.
So that'll take out the top 12 seeds.
One-time winners? I mean, come on.
Better than 0-time winners, Dan. No offense.
Oh,
you know we love you, and you've got a good chance in this tournament, but we got to give those past winners a little bit of extra
love.
Let
me put it this way. I wouldn't want to take you on if I was one of the higher seeds, But on the other end, I'd probably say I'll beat you.
Well, that's a good point, Bob. Like, if you see my name across from your name in the bracket, they might not even call in that day. So
that's certainly possible, Dan.
I just want to say, guys, have a good weekend.
You too.
We'll talk to you later.
Let's get back to the phones at 869-1240. Dennis is next. Hey, Dennis.
Yeah, good afternoon, fellas. How you doing, Jeb?
We're doing all right.
Good.
Okay, a quick comment, and then I have a question for you. The comment was, listening to the doctor, and I keep hearing this, that the virus will wave off come summertime. And it makes me wonder, I was just talking to my sister who lives in Arizona and my two nephews out there. They're having record-breaking temperatures out there in Arizona and Nevada, and the virus is going strong as ever. In fact, they're in Arizona. They just they live in Phoenix. They just crossed a milestone of over 1,000 people dying out there in Arizona. So,
it's confusing.
And in India, too. Record-breaking temperatures. The temperatures are killing people. The virus is killing people. And on top of that, they have the locust plagues over there that's going to cause starvation. So if summertime here will break the virus, how come all them record-breaking temperatures in the hundreds isn't breaking it?
Now, it's hard to know. It's hard to know. I don't.
It's impossible to know right now.
My question to you, Bob and Jeff, I didn't get in on your last five of your detectives, television and movies, the other day.
Man.
I had to get out of the car, and I want to know what your last five is. And the
all right, I can tell you my top
there.
I can tell you. Columbo?
Hey, it's fine.
Dennis, I can give you my top five if Jeff will stop dropping things over here. Dirty Harry was number five. Number four on my list is Lenny Briscoe, played by Jerry Orbach on Law and Order. Number three was Jeff Bridges' character Marcus Hamilton in the movie Hell or High Water. Number two, Alonzo, played by Denzel Washington on Training Day. And Don Knotts, Barney Fife from the Andy Griffith Show, was number one on my list.
Okay, so no one picked Columbo then.
He was on everybody's honorable mention list.
Poor Columbo.
And no Richard Diamond.
Nope, no Richard Diamond either. Sorry.
And I
tell
you,
Chief Wiggum either, Dennis.
You mentioned Mannix, and he was one that I had to watch every week because I was in love with the secretary, Gil Fisher.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Thank you, Dennis. We appreciate that.
Have a good day, Kelly.
There you go. Yeah. I can't remember the actress who played that character, but, yeah, Dennis.
Dennis is,
well, that's,
you know,
listen.
Red-blooded American.
Dennis had it going on back in the 60s.
Of course he did.
Darn right he did. 869-1240. We appreciate hearing from our listeners. What is this now? I've lost count of how many days.
Wait, what?
We've been in the basement studio. I used
to
write
to
it down.
Top of that.
Let me think about it for a minute.
This is probably
this
11
is,
weeks.
This is day number 58.
That's
in
it?
In the basement studio. No, actually, it's, yeah, because I missed one day when I wasn't on the show. We didn't have a show on Memorial Day. So this is our, let me think about this for a minute. This is our 12th week in
That's
the basement
it.
Studio. I've missed two shows, so day 58.
You sure it's only 58? No, that seems low. Are you sure it's not 63?
It's our 12th week here.
Okay, I'll take your word
12
for it.
Weeks.
It's a long time.
Maybe 13 weeks, is it?
Probably ought to be getting back to the studio pretty soon.
You can go back to the studio.
You should.
Why should I?
I don't know. Just to be there. It'd be weird doing the show with you in the studio. Take another day off. Let me and Duda do it again at some point.
Why?
Go Because I like being in the studios.
What's wrong with being here?
Nothing, but nothing. Nothing.
Well, what are you trying to say? You don't like being here in my house?
No, I didn't say that at all. Just like being in the studio to do the radio show.
Well, I'm doing the show here for the foreseeable future.
It's a professional setting.
This isn't a professional setting.
No, it's somebody's home.
I feel more professional in this setting than I've ever felt in my life.
Hmm, interesting.
Comfortable. I come down here about 3, sometimes a little earlier, sometimes a few minutes later. I get prepared for the show. I write out what I think we need to talk about, although, man, that's a short list right now.
It's not a lot.
When you're talking about sports. I used to look forward to the Major League Baseball draft like crazy, like weirdly so, with 40 rounds over 3 days. 5 rounds? Baseball's in a bad place right now, man.
If I could
talk
that.
To Rob Manfred, I'd have a few choice words.
Okay, but the draft doesn't.
Oh, the draft is great.
State of baseball.
We're eliminating minor league teams. It's all bad. Nothing good.
No minor league teams have been eliminated yet.
They will be.
Probably.
Yeah.
But it hasn't happened yet.
It'll happen. No question.
Maybe.
What do you mean maybe?
Probably.
I follow this stuff closely.
Right, but it hasn't happened yet. So why?
But it will.
Happened? Okay. I'm not.
We got a brand new ballpark. We're not playing in. It's depressing as all get out. Drove by it again today. There's the water's on the grass outside the stadium over by the offices. Man, I'd love to get in that place. Maybe the NBC World Series will take us in there.
Good.
Wouldn't Although all kinds of college summer leagues are being canceled. It's hard ones that are playing to find host families for the players. No offense to the players, I don't want a kid in my house right now.
No, of course not.
It's not that I've ever had a kid in my house.
Why wouldn't you be a host family?
I don't really want to do that. That's not my thing.
I know.
I don't like people. I don't necessarily like you being here.
Okay, well, I'll
no offense.
I'll head out any time, as I said. I'll go back in the studio and do the show with Duda. You can take as much time off as you need.
Oh, really? You think the audience would be for that?
Oh, I think
you and Duda.
They'd get used to it.
You know what? I'll take a month off.
All right.
You and Duda.
Take a month off, and then I'll take the next month off.
You think Duda's going to do a full month of shows?
Of course not.
So who are you going to get then?
Jamin's
available.
He is?
He told me this, and I don't want to talk out of school. And Jamin, if you're listening, I'm sorry. He actually said to me during a break, you know, I prefer doing the show with you.
No, he didn't.
I wouldn't make that up.
He
I wouldn't
didn't say that.
I wouldn't put that out there if it wasn't the truth.
What was his reason?
I didn't really go into the reason because I know the reason.
What is it?
I'm just easier to do the show with. I'm more verbose. I'm more talkative. I'm more.
Well, I'm going to text him and get to the bottom of that.
Well, again, I think he may have said that to me in some confidence.
Well, too late.
And I hate being that guy.
Well.
But that's between you and Jamin now. Are you texting him right now?
Yeah.
Are you that? Are you that?
What am I going to do? Wait an hour?
What's
the difference?
Oh, my goodness. Let's take a break, Max. On the other side, we'll talk with Terrell Benton. He played at Wichita State, played basketball at Wichita State back in the day for Randy Smithson. He'll join us next, The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.